Sage advice for a better life.
Welcome to the Sage Advice podcast, and I want to begin today's conversation by telling you that, like in our last episode, I talked about making conversations. I thought I'd take the lead and begin this conversation, this dialogue with you. I've been reading a very interesting book by Dr. Martha Beck called Finding Your North Star, worth checking out. And what Dr. Martha Beck writes about in this book is finding your true north, your purpose, what drives you, what you're here to do on this planet. And she's got a wonderful path laid out, worth studying, and she's an authority, and she's had a transformative experience before she arrived at this book. I don't want to go into that. I want to talk about today is a beautiful metaphor that she uses in the book. She talks about the cycle of a butterfly birthing out of a caterpillar. In the silence of the cocoon, how does this magical transformation take place? It's not that the butterfly suddenly grows a few legs and a pair of wings, which are marvelously colored, and she takes off. This is all about an arduous journey, and it's so similar to our life journeys. Now, the image of a butterfly, complete with its beautiful wings, its glorious, gorgeous form, resides in what are called the imago cells, I-M-A-G-O cells. Why the scientists call them imago cells is because deep in their heart, they carry the entire image of the butterfly. And the moment they get to work, they start creating that once the caterpillar has surrendered inside the cocoon. So imagine us as young caterpillars trying to figure out what we are supposed to do. And then deep inside of us, like the butterfly cocoon, has the imago cells. We also have the imago cells within us that live within us, that guide us, that constantly tell us what are we meant to do on this planet. What's the purpose of our life? Then she takes this metaphor further when she talks about how many hours and hours of struggle it takes for that tender, vulnerable butterfly to find its way out of that cocoon. It's all a gooey mess. Just like our heads can be, our minds can be a gooey mess of thoughts, and there's no direction, no purpose, and we're struggling. That's the period of transformation, of building up, of working. And that self-work is so important. Then the butterfly, after a lot of tough struggle, starts to sprout its wings and takes many hours to inch out slowly from that cocoon. That means there's a period of struggle and hard work which is unavoidable. And when we as human beings go through that period of struggle and hard work, sometimes it can get a little difficult. So while the butterfly continues to work on itself, we human beings, we and primates, the class to which we belong, are the only species, according to Martha Beck, who don't run to a safe place, but run to a safe person. So where do we find that safe person? Where we can have a conversation, where we can actually share our confusions and our struggles and frustrations. Well, sometimes it's a family member, and sometimes it's hard to find that person. And there in that moment, when it's hard to find that person who can help you on that journey of turning from a caterpillar into a colorful butterfly that flies off gracefully towards its aim, Sage Advice comes in. Our expert career counselors step in. Our mental health support team comes in. Our life coaches and our wellness coaches come in. That's where we are to be your go-to person. A team dedicated to supporting you, to helping you through this transition phase. Because we know, we believe, you have the imago cells. We just need to sit together over a few sessions and find out where exactly your imago cells are hiding. How about doing some work together? Log on to sageadvice.in and let's get started. Keep listening to our podcast for more interesting stories and information and some sane advice that keeps coming. For we are working with you constantly to make a better life. Right here, always.
Sage advice for a better life.